Earlier this morning, I spoke with NPR's Eric Westervelt. Where are you and who are you with?
I'm in southern Iraq, traveling with the U.S. Army's 2nd Combat Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division. It's a mechanized heavy armor brigade, mix of Bradley fighting vehicles and Abrams tanks. And let me just tell you a little bit about how I got here last night. Paladin howitzers pounded Iraqi positions and border posts, and then mechanized infantry moved in and killed any remaining Iraqis, soldiers on those border posts, and then further opened up the sand berm separating the two countries, leading the way for this morning's beginning of the ground campaign as the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division started to move into Iraq.
So you did meet some resistance?
There was light resistance. Some of it was from small arms fire. Iraqi soldiers at outposts were firing on heavy armor, and in one case a tank opened fire with heavy rounds and just obliterated any opposition. Other times, most of the howitzer artillery did in these border posts, and there was not much opposition. But there were a few fights, including a brief tank battle with a T-55, and the Iraqis were destroyed, and there have been no American casualties.
Other units have had some surrenders by Iraqi troops. Has that happened with you?
We haven't encountered any surrenders, just that light opposition at the border, and nothing since, Bob.
Yeah. Any idea of the objective?
Unfortunately, I can't talk about it, exactly where we're going, but it is interesting that they've sort of started the ground campaign before any of the real start of the air campaign. In some ways, as one commander said, we're setting the conditions, in his words, for the air campaign. They want to be in certain positions so that when the air campaign really does kick off, that they're in a good position to try to roll in and get either mass surrender from Iraqi Republican Guard and regular army divisions, or to destroy them.
The decision to move ground troops, I'm wondering if that was a conscious U.S. decision or if it was prompted by Iraqi moves to set oil fields afire.
Yeah, I think clearly his moves to destroy some of the infrastructure, set oil fields on fire, to throw the missiles at Kuwait City and potentially at American forces probably moved up the timeline for the ground forces to go in. One commander I talked to said, yeah, I was a little surprised, but they were ready to go, and so far so good.
What's the pace of this advance? Is it very deliberate, or are you going for some lightning strike? What's the idea?
I would say the pace that I'm at with the 2nd Combat Brigade is very swift, and it's incredible how fast these heavy armored brigade can move. These are tanks, 70-ton tanks, and they're moving quite quickly. The fuel trucks are keeping up, and they're moving fast.
I imagine they're actually relieved to get going, tired of the waiting.
Yeah, the 2nd Combat Brigade, Bob, has been in Kuwait training for 7 months. They're trained in desert warfare. They've really been sort of on a war alert for 5 or 6 months. And frankly, a lot of them are happy to be getting this operation going.
So for the moment, at least, morale's pretty good.
Morale's pretty good, and the terrain has been okay so far for them. And so I would say morale is good, although clearly people are on edge and tense. It is a combat situation, and a lot of these young soldiers have never been in combat. There's only some dozen in the brigade that are Desert Storm veterans.
What do Iraqi defenses look like?
Well, all we saw is the border ones that were obliterated by the Paladin artillery and then by the mechanized divisions and the tanks that moved in and took care of anyone else who was there alive. So I haven't seen much else of the Iraqi defensive positions, but there are Army reports and sources telling us that the Medina Division, Republican Guard Division, and other regular Army divisions are on the move, and some are moving south. So we'll see what happens in the hours and days ahead.
NPR's Eric Westervelt is with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division in southern Iraq.